We should strive for progress, not for perfection. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have a great message explaining why ending the pursuit of perfection leads to happiness. Enjoy.
It's kind of funny because my speech actually starts with, "We have a problem." We nearly did because I just had hiccups and they were quite violent. So luckily we're all good now, so I can start. We do have a problem though. And that is the most important relationship we have in our lives is the one we have with ourselves, and we're not taught about it. I want to challenge you to think about if we were taught how to look after ourselves using self-care, could we help enrich our lives, make us happier, combat our insecurities, and enable us to reach our full potential? For example, have you ever blamed your body? "Oh my God, that dress is so cute. I can't wear it. I'd have rolls." "I know why he didn't call me back. It's because I put on 10 pounds last week. Damn those burritos." And the thing is, body image is often associated with teenage girls. But in fact, men and boys are affected too. Eating disorders and mental health can affect anyone at any age, at any time. And that's why this is so important to me and why we're here today connecting with you all. So many guys now are going to the gym and they're even abusing steroids because maybe their selfies would get more likes if they had a six-pack of abs, not beer. I know that when I was younger, I would look in that mirror every single day and hate what I saw. "Why don't I have a thigh gap? Why does it look like this thigh ate the other one? More pimples? Are you kidding me? I hate myself." And that's so sad because I can't get those years back of self-loathing, calorie obsession, and jealousy. So I decided to use those experiences that I've had to gain a better understanding of the relationship I have with my body and myself. And by practicing self-care, I was able to change my life. And I hope today I can encourage you all, if you haven't already started, to start that journey of self-love. It's crazy these days. We have so many pressures, and now we have social media. With the rise of social media, we literally have a weapon of mass destruction to our self-esteem 24/7. You guys who consume social media, have you ever lost 1, 2, maybe even 3 hours of your life deep in someone's profile? Yeah? Thinking, "Oh wow, look, they're so in love. Oh, they're going to all these amazing holidays. They have the dream job. They have this perfect life. Why isn't my life like that?" The scary thing is, that's not real. Social media is a curated, filtered, often airbrushed, and sometimes even lifestyle illusion. That's why we need to be taught about it. That is why we need to be taught how to cope with these pressures in schools. And it's become my mission to teach self-care and get it into the education system. Because we need to be taught how to look after ourselves mentally, physically, and emotionally. So why is it that we feel these insecurities in the first place? Because from a very young age, we've been conditioned to believe that our success and our happiness is highly dependent on our attractiveness. Think about all the prince and princesses you saw. Slim, toned, tall, proportional features. The magazines and celebrating severe weight loss that's actually unhealthy. Or those who have been nipped and tucked to look 20 years younger. Because if we are insecure, we are a motivated consumer. We can be sold an anti-wrinkle cream by a 13-year-old. A push-up bra that looks absolutely ridiculous, because I've been on set years ago where they're actually wearing a bra under the bra to give unattainable cleavage. Yeah, that happens. So do butt pads. Butt pads are in all those jean adverts you see, just saying. The main concept we teach is the beauty ideal myth. We get all the kids to have magazines and they pick out the perfect body. And we then break it down for them. Okay, so what's the perfect body then? Well, it's tall, it's big boobs, small waist, or it's ridiculous abs, it's a tan, it's straight hair, it's no flaws. Is that real? No. Is that achievable? No. So what are the sacrifices and costs for you to try and attain this? It's so detrimental to your mental and physical health. And guess what? Who wins from this battle? The brands, the magazines, the pharmaceutical industry. And who loses? We lose. So we need to embrace our bodies for more than that. We need to stop trying to attain perfection because we're good enough already. And if we could start redefining the beauty ideal, imagine celebrating someone's achievements, their accomplishments, their personality, their morals and their values. To me, that's beautiful.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.